Yeah, just gone 5:25 Central African time. I went ahead and Morana Salim Karim say, revive the Sunnah and kiss your children on the forehead. And when he said kiss, hey, Mufti A.K. Hussein came right in front of me. He said, Shafaz, keep it short and sweet. Mufti Saaba, our captain, our founder, and, you know, someone that inspires me thoroughly. Mufti A.K. Hussein, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And jazakallah khair for joining us once again.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, brother Shafaat Ahmed Khan. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, brother Junaid Khan and brother Riyaz Hussein. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 21st of Muharram, 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 28, Suratul Qasas, the narrative, verses 29 and 30. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, whose Ismigrami Name Nami is mentioned, his honorable name, 136 times in the noble Quran. He was dark in complexion with sheepish hair. Allah Jalla Wala elevates him, and his name is mentioned the most in the noble Quran amongst all the prophets and messengers. Obviously, the last and final prophet and messenger, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, was, is, will always be the most precious, the most beloved, the highest in rank and status to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. But we must know that certain prophets, messengers have other great qualities as well. Now he fulfills his contract there by Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salatu salam for 10 years and then he leaves Madian. Now we are speaking about the return journey. Chapter 28, verse 29 and 30. فَلَمَّا قَضَى مُوسَى الْأَجَلَ. Hence, when he, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, completed the period of 10 years, that is the ethical thing to do. Your father-in-law gave you boarding, lodging. He was so kind to you. He gave you his daughter as well. So he said, fine, I will complete the 10 years. Now he's returning. وَسَارَ بِأَهَلِهِ. And he's traveling now with his family, with his wife, Safura radiallahu anha. آنَسَ مِنْ جَانِبِ التُّورِ نَارًا. آنَسَ, he perceives, he sees something very, very clearly. مِنْ جَانِبِ التُّورِ نَارًا, from the side of the mountain, some noor, some radiance, some effulgence, some fire and flame. Call from here, you listen and you deduce that when you travel, it's very good sometimes you travel with your wife, no life. Call. So now he is the Amir, he's the leader. So he tells his wife, wait, you wait here and see. Call li ahlihim kuthu. That he tells his wife, all of you, maybe there were some other family members as well. So he tells them, you wait here. Inni anastu nara. I perceive, I see, I comprehend this for noor, this radiance. It's something very special. Let me go there, investigate. La'alli atikum minha bikhabarin. So that maybe when I go there to the noor, that radiance, that effulgence, that fire, I will bring to you some information and news, because he even got lost in the darkness of the night. Which direction should I take? North, south, right, left? O jazwatim minan nar, oh, I will bring for you a brand of fire, a flint. You know, people who smoke, they know what I'm talking about. Smoking is not permissible. To buy, sell cigarettes, not permissible. O jazwatim minan nar, so I will bring that flint of fire. I will bring that brand of fire. La'allakum tastalun, so that you can feel the warmth. So it is a dark night, cold night, and now obviously they need some warmth, and here they saw the noor and the radiance and effulgence in the fire. Now when he came towards it, something else happened, greater than what he expected. Falamma ataha, hence when he, Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, came to the fire, nudiya, a sound came, a loud sound came to him, min shati ilwadil aymani, so on the right hand side of that valley. So you must remember that you find there from the right hand side of that valley, so where he was, so some sound came. Fil buq'atil mubaraka, and this whole area was a sacred area, an area filled with baraka and blessing. We hear this word baraka so many a time. What is the meaning of baraka, if somebody has to ask you? So the easy definition, al-ashya'ul qalila wal-manafi'ul kathira. You just go back 50, 60, 70 years, Brother Shafaat Ahmad Khan, you will know very well, when you look at your father, your dada, your nana, and your grandparents and so, they had a small shop, they had a small business, all they used to work, but lo and behold, everybody was fed, everybody got educated, people went for Hajj, went for Umrah, so he had a small strip of land, but so much barakah and blessing. Allah Jalla is speaking directly to him, to Musa alayhi salam. Hence the title Kalimullah, the one who speaks. Wa kallamallahu Musa taklima, Allah spoke directly to him without the intervention of any angel or any malak or any farishta. Minashajarati ayya Musa, so there was this tree, and from there you see the noor, the radiant effulgence. And what is the message? Ayya Musa, O Moses, inni anallahu rabbul alameen, indeed I am Allah. And remember, I am speaking to you live now, you listening to me in your kitchen, in your bedroom, in your dining room, lounge, wherever. The sound is coming from one side. This voice of Mubarak and this honorable voice is coming from all four sides. Nabi Musa alayhi salam is wondering, Inni anallahu rabbul alameen. O Musa, O Moses, I am Allah, I am rabbul alameen, the sustainer, nourisher, provider of the entire universe. Rabb refers to Almighty Allah, the day we are born, no teeth. And after some months or whatever, then the milk teeth come. Then you see the permanent teeth come. Who brings about all these changes? That is Rabb. He takes us from phase to phase, stage to stage. So everybody, everything besides Almighty Allah is Al-Alameen. Who is sustaining, nourishing the fish and things in the marine life there in Ispingo Beach? Who is, you must remember, that nourishing and cherishing all the reptiles and everything else? Only Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Therefore we say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praises are only, solely, exclusively for you, O Almighty Allah, Rabbil Alameen, the sustainer, nourisher of the entire universe and creation. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So today we tell us we're going to do the news, views and interviews, and we will focus on the local, national, international affairs. So today in South Africa, for you foreigners, is a public holiday, and it's known as Women's Day. But what an indictment upon the government and the people of South Africa when you speak of Women's Day, but you got 82 plus murders per day, you got more than 50 rapes per day. So what are we really speaking about? So this is how they fool the people, because masses are asses, you must remember. That in all parts of the world, that is. Al-awam kal-an'am, we say in Arabic, and this is to fool them, youth day. But 80%, 70%, 60%, depending whose survey you are to accept, don't have a decent job. So what are you really celebrating? So we must be clear on all these issues here, that this is just to pull the wool over our eyes. Sudan, big problems there in an epicenter is Andaman. And remember that these are Muslims, majority of them. So both sides are claiming the first casualty in war is the truth. So many, many civilians are getting killed. Remember, one side by the Sudanese army and other side by the rapid forces backed by America, the Harami. So that is why this has landed up in a civil war. Russia and the military government there concluded a deal that they will have a base. America must poke his nose, and then wherever America poke his nose, you must remember these bigger problems. Ask Ukraine, what is doing is helping them? Nothing. Imran Khan disqualified from politics for the next 5 years. So this is all the Danli. This is all, you must remember, the rigging of the elections. They're going to have elections in November, mid-November or so. So they know the Pakistan Tahrik-e-Insaf, the Justice Party, will be a landslide victory for them. So Shahbaz Sharif and his cronies, all bunch of chores, choro ki hukumat, bunch of crooks and thugs, you must remember that. So now they put him in jail for 3 years, disqualified him, and now they cannot win because Imran was the main person there. I got nothing to do with Imran, but remember, we must speak the truth and so forth. They couldn't corrupt him and so forth. So now, because to survive in Pakistan in politics, you must be a crooked person. South Africa, big, big problems. Taxi violence in Cape Town. 5 people killed. 1 police from the 5. From that 5 there, 1 guy is a police, 1 guy is a British guy. And remember that now there are big problems. If you know how many buses have been torched and burnt, over 100. And people are stranded and so forth. So terrible things happening. If you ask me, this is preparing for next year's elections in South Africa. So that I got nothing to do with the ANC and DA. I tell people, but never vote for them. But what is the truth? We have to speak, you must remember, and I myself never ever voted for them. So, but it seems to be politicking behind all this. They, the national government, say something else. The provincial government say something else, and there's a big problem. Only in India this can happen. You know Modi, the butcher of Gujarat in 2002, he allowed his mob and his thugs to rape the Muslim woman and murder them. 2,000 people died, and majority of them Muslim, shuhada and martyrs. Allah grant them Jannat al-Firdaus. And remember, if you go to Google, you will find the biggest criminal on this earth is Guru Modi. So there in India, one guy lands from Kuala Lumpur, KL, Malaysia, and he came with 47 pythons. Can you believe that? How he managed to avoid and evade them there, you must remember, in KL is beyond my imagination, but it seems they're not so smart there. But the Indian guys, they saw something shaking in this guy's bag and luggage, and they opened and they found 47 pythons. Niger, stalemate. You're doing well, the junta. Very good. You kicked out Victoria Nuland. Anybody disgraces the Americans, the Israelis, the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, we will support you, Muslim or non-Muslim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Yesterday, with the help of our lawyers, attorneys, advocates, senior counsel, they prepared all this, and we have sent out a petition to thousands of people, Muslim, non-Muslim, every person of justice. We don't say Muslim. Every person of conscience and justice, you must sign that petition and say Modi is not welcome in South Africa, and if he lands here, then he must be arrested if we want through justice. We had Salman Khan of the Kashmiri Association yesterday on air. Wonderful interview with Mona Zahid Khan. So anybody wants that podcast, then you just tell me Salman Khan and we will send it to you. I sent it out already yesterday. Now see this. This is the real politics you need to understand. Pakistan's PM Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif meets with the Deputy Foreign Minister of Saudi Arabia in Islamabad in Pakistan. So what they discuss? They discuss, see, get Imran out of the way. We don't want Imran. Even the Saudis don't like him. The Arabs don't like him because he's a straight talker. They can't go and corrupt him. So you guys stay in power because we are crooked Saudis. We are murtad government. And you also crooked. And we will invest millions and billions of dollars here in Pakistan and prop up your government. So Saudi Arabia is happy. Pakistan is happy. America is happy. The West is happy. It's a simple strategy they are using, but the Muslim Ummah, who are a bunch of idiots, don't understand this. That is the truth of the matter. Remember that. Majority of the Ummah does not even know what is going on in the Arab world and in the Muslim world. South Africa to host more than 30 heads of state at the BRICS summit between the 22nd and 24th of August. Well, that's 2 weeks' time. So let us hope something good happens. We had the World Cup in 2010. I remember very well. Few ulama only spoke against it. Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Rahimullah spoke against it. The Majlisul Ulama, Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib Hafizahullah, myself and 2-3 others, publicly we spoke against it. People said South Africa will benefit and the ordinary man. Well, we ended up with elephants, white elephants. So many stadia are in South Africa not being used and millions are being wasted. So that we hope this is not another cheap talk shop. Something good comes out from it. Macron's, remember, his African policy has failed. He must be disgraced. He's the Hitler of Europe as well. Russia, that's why I like Putin. Putin is a big harami, but he plays his game. He knows how to put the West. Russia canceled tax agreement with 38 Western countries. You want to join America, you want to join NATO, you want to join Europe and fight against me? Come, I show you. We play the game. So he cancelled tax agreements with them. Now you must start paying taxes. US deploys 3,000 troops to the Middle East. Can you believe that? You need to understand the undercurrents. US deploys 3,000 troops to the Middle East. Why? Now we want to show Iran how powerful we are. So these idiots, these Arab countries, murtads, ghaddar, traitors, and enemies of Islam, so Saudi Arabia, your Emirates, your Bahrain, and Morocco, Egypt, Jordan, they get happy. America is with us. You idiots and fools, they're setting you up so you must become the slave of Israel, and you must protect Israel. I got nothing to do with Iran. I tell you, Shias are openly kuffar. We got nothing to do with them. But if Israel has the right to nuclear, so why does Iran not have the right to nuclear? Please explain that to me. So every Muslim country should have the right to do that. But these are puppets and murtads and apostates. So 30 Israeli people stopped a US billionaire from funding the Israeli judicial coup. So well done to you Israelis, that many of you, therefore we never say every Jew is our enemy, we never say every Hindu is our enemy, we will definitely say majority of them without a shadow of doubt. Australia is giving a smack in the face to Israel, and they said that whatever comes from the West Bank, whatever comes from East Jerusalem, we will call it that the occupied Israeli settlements, which are illegal. So what a smack in the face of Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime and Hitler's children. The Palestinian politicians who got some ghairah and some self-respect and iman, they say Ben Gvir's party must be called, and I agree with them 100%. He is 100% terrorist, even by Israeli courts he was declared a terrorist, and his party is a terrorist party, so therefore we must not have apology for them. 2-3 other things. Our Maulana Arafat, inshallah, is recuperating. I spoke to him yesterday. Tomorrow, Thursday, inshallah, life, everything goes well, he'll be back on air, so make dua for him. Allah grant him Shifa-e Kamil. Second one is this. I was listening to BBC News this morning. They say For your health, if you walk, you must remember 5,000 steps per day, up and down. You know, I'm upstairs and downstairs in the studio. So up and down you walk, remember 5,000 steps, very good for your health internally. Therefore, in Islam, this is not a hadith, but it's a saying, a proverb, ta'asha thumma tamasha. After your supper, then go for a walk, you see. And Islam taught us all these things before all these professors, doctors and scientists and so forth. Today, 8:30 to 9, inshallah al-Aziz, will be Mufti Hamza Farooqi with Mawla Zahid Khan. 11 to 12 will be Bliss of Marriage, Mawla Zahid Khan and myself, inshallah al-Aziz. And then 1 to 2 will be the Tafsir and Commentary of the Noble Quran. Today is Wednesday, my brothers, sisters in Islam. So after your Zuhur Salat, make special 2 rakats, dua, the rakats, and make dua. Wednesday afternoon, duas are accepted. The hadith is authentic. Even Sheikh Albani, rahimahullah, said is authentic, which Imam Bukhari has mentioned in Al-Adabul Mufrad. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua on Wednesday afternoon during the battle of Khandaq and the trench, and the duas were accepted. Jabir radiallahu anhu states, whenever he encountered difficulty, he would make dua, special dua on Wednesday afternoon, and Allah jalla wala accepts it. So Allah ta'ala include us and admit us in his special mercy. You know the plight of Ummah in Palestine, occupied Palestine, and in India, in Syria, in Libya, in Tunisia, Egypt, and so Pakistan, so many other places, and in our own country. Allahumma aminna fi awtanina. Ya Allah, grant us safety, security in this wonderful country of ours. Gee, my brother Shafat Ahmad Khan, you start firing up, my brother.
Yeah, well, Mufti A.K. Hussain firing on all cylinders with beautiful news. Assalamu alaikum to our dear Mufti. 2 years ago, I accepted a deen because I listened to you talk about Maryam, peace be upon her, in the Noble Quran. Can you share with us the sunnah of Maryam alayhi salam? Jazakallah, Wendy Wasila Deen, Mufti.
Jazakallahu khairan to you, my sister. Almighty Allah inspired the entire human race. When we remove the jaundice from our eyes and we open up our hearts, we open the tap. So we must keep the glass, the cup facing the tap, not keep it upside down. Then we will find where the truth is. So you, my sister, you want to know about Sayyidah Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha. She is the honorable daughter, remember, of Imran and Hanna. So what is Maryam's parents' name? Her father's name Imran. Her honorable mother's name Hanna. So Hanna means to be kind, compassionate. We got one Hanna Popi. So mashallah, she's just about 1 year old and so forth, and with the green eyes and so forth. So I was there last week and playing with them, the children. So excellent name. So she gave birth, remember, miraculously to who? To him, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu Salam. Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam's name, isme grami, honorable name, is mentioned 25 times in the Noble Quran. Jesus, Isa means alayhi salam, to be fair in complexion and a leader. Maryam 34 times in the Noble Quran, and it means to be abida, a worshipper of Almighty Allah, the only lady, honorable lady, whose name is mentioned explicitly in the Noble Quran. Chapter 19 is dedicated to her. So you want to know about her? So how she cried, she begged Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, Ya Allah, you help me at all my difficulties and so forth. Allah Ta'ala made arrangement for her. Therefore, O Christians, Jesus was never born in winter, and that is December 21st, an absolute lie it is. Therefore, you must remember the Puritan Parliament of Britain in 1647, they banned all Christmas celebrations and said it's a pagan custom and got nothing to do with Christianity. You go and check it up in your Google and encyclopedias. 1647, the Puritan Parliament of Britain. Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, she gave birth to Nabi Isa alayhi salam, Jesus, in the summer months. The Quran speaks of a divine arrangement. For fakuli wa shrabi wa qarri aina. So you eat the fresh dates, rutabin janiya. You drink the water which Almighty Allah has given you. And when people tell you anything, how come you're not married? And you don't have a husband? And from where did the baby come? So for asharat ilay, speak to him. So Almighty Allah elevated the rank and status. So always when you stand for truth and justice, my sister, then Almighty Allah will elevate you. That is the great lesson we learn from Sayyidah Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha.
Jazakallah khair for that, Mufti. Assalamu alaikum. My neighbor in Swansea here in Wales said she gets up just to listen to the Mufti AK program in South Africa. Last month, she guided me to Islam as we sat together, tuned into Marcus Sahaba. We both have a difficulty to get up at tahajjud, but never miss five salah. Is it a sign of our iman is weak that we don't get out of bed for tahajjud? Wassalam, Amina and Janet Chewy, Mufti.
Excellent, mashallah, all the way from Wales. I visited Wales, mashallah. So Almighty Allah bless you, my sisters. You're becoming an inspiration for others in different parts of the world. No, it's a good sign that at least you are waking up early, reading your five daily salat and so forth. So once in a while also, if you wake up and you wake up 2-3 o'clock in the morning and you read 2 rakat tahajjud salat, 1.5 hour, 2 hours before your sunrise and so forth. So inshallah al-Aziz, the hadith in Ibn Majah, if that husband and that wife, they wake one another up and they just read 2 rakat salat, only 2 rakats, I'm not saying you must only keep it to that, then you increase it gradually, but as a start, if you read 2 rakat salat, how honorable you are, O husband, O wife, that Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, by Allah Jalla wa you are recorded as وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ, those male and those female who remember Almighty Allah abundantly and profusely. Tahajjud hajada. Hajada means we leave the comfort zone, that we're sleeping with our blanket, we're sleeping with our duvet, and if it is very, very cold, we have our electric blanket. We leave that comfort zone and then we speak to Almighty Allah in the darkness of the night. You are my two sisters there in Swansea, Wales. Go read the life history biography of Hazrat Pirane Pir, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Nawarallahu Marqadahu. I am named after this Waliullah, great one of the sage of the age. So he used to tell the people, the kings and the rulers, they tell me, take over the government. I told them, leave your government, I'm not interested in it. I speak to the one who controls entire governments and the entire universe in the darkness of the night, and the lazza and halawa and the pleasure I receive in that is million times better than your governments and so forth. So that is the time, munajat, to speak directly to Almighty Allah. Wabil asharihum yastaghfirun. The pious people, suhoor time, the tahajjud time, they crying, they begging, Ya Allah, forgive me, accept me for your deen. Ya Allah, let the people of Wales, let the people of Europe, let the people of America, Palestine, India and the whole world receive this Noor, Siraj al-Munira, the message of the messenger Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is our aim, to take the people out from the darknesses in which they are groping in and bring them to the Noor and radiance and effulgence of Islam. Chapter 14, verse number 1, Surah Ibrahim. Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you are rahmatul alameen, the only mercy to the entire universe and creation. Take the people out from the darkness which they are groping in and bring them to the Noor and radiance and effulgence of Islam.
Ameen, summa ameen. Assalamu alaikum. I thank Mufti A.K. Hussain of Marcus Radio for reforming us as a Muslim family. Previously, we were watching movies, eating out at night, sitting on our phones all the time. Now my family are all Marcus As-Sahaba listeners and we learn so much. Our deen is stronger now. Mufti Saab, please advise what Quran verses are best for me to refer non-Muslim neighbors to. Jazakallah khair. Yusuf in Farinikhang, Mufti.
Barakallahu feekum. We must thank Radio Al-Ansar International as well. You know, as Marqaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that remember people catch us who have Wi-Fi, internet and all that. But Alhamdulillah, that with your Radio Al-Ansar in the your normal radio in your house while you are traveling to job and workshop and wherever you, so you can listen to us in your vehicles and so forth. Similarly, Sirius FM here in the East Rand. So whoever wants to come on board and they want the true message of Islam, we say Ahlan wa Sahlan. So that is, and we don't thank people only, we must thank Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So when you want to interact with non-Muslims, then you must tell them, see, let us take the story of Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, and Mary, Sayyida Maryam radiallahu anha, chapter 19. Then you juxtapose and you compare it with the Bible. Take the story of Noah, chapter 71, and compare it with the Bible. So when you tell them that, then their eyes start opening. Story time quickly. I was in Newcastle for 20 years, 8 January 81 to 2001 January. Sundays, with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah, my brother Ahmad Hansa, he's still there, mashallah, Allah give him siha afia. He used to tell me, come, we go to Osizweni, go to Madadeni. I said, no, we'll go to Osizweni. These are the African townships. Let us go do some da'wat there, and we show the people. So we built a small musalla and place where people could come. We would have classes there. So one day when we reached there, remember the Bible thumpers were there, you know, and they were teaching the people, the Bible says this of it. So our brothers, 3-4 of them who used to accompany us, got very upset. I said, leave them. Let's keep quiet. When they were finished, I asked them, Pelile? They say, Pelile. I said, open, because it's Zulu Bible, now I don't know where and what. I said, open Genesis and open the story of Lot, L-O-T, you see. So they opened it. I said, read this now to the people in Zulu. So isiZulu they call, you know, isiZulu. So they read it. That youngster who's reading is a high corner, high corner. This can never be the truth. You see, how can the Bible be the truth? You must remember when you speak of Jacob having a wrestling match with God, Allah forbid. You speak about Lot committing incest. You speak about Noah committing incest. You have Ezekiel and the two adulterous sisters, which the South African Census Board said is pornography. So they have so many different versions of the Bible, Brother Shafat Ahmad Khan, that they even confuse the virgins in the world. And they confuse them and blow their fuses as well. So inshallah, we will leave it at there. Oh, we still got time, I see. So we got 2 minutes left, inshallah. But anyway, so remember, when we finish, 6 o'clock will be the news with Suleiman Esop. Thereafter, the Fajr Adhan. And thereafter, Mawlana Khalid. Ask 2 more questions. Sharp shoot, inshallah, my okay. Brother Shafat.
Sharpshoot, Genesis 19:33-35. Salaam alaikum, Mufti Sahab. I am in Islam 7 years now. I listen to all your talks. Sometimes I go to church with my mother and she wants my company. Mufti Sahab, I don't know. If I hurt her feelings, I feel very sad. And my family is looking for excuse to get my mother and I to be enemies. Sara Podgita in Santon, Mufti.
Remember that if you are a Muslim, then remember that you cannot go to church, even to please your mother or whoever else. But you must treat your mother, your father, although they are non-Muslim, with utmost love and utmost respect. Now you must write this down, my sister. You are a Muslima, and then chapter 31, verse 15, 1-5. وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. You, the son, daughter, you are Muslim. Your parents are non-Muslim. So mingle and associate with them. Show them the beauty of Islam. No wine, no dine, no swine. And remember, show them that we are the people who are most sober people on the face of this earth. And you, in Christianity, you know what's happening there with the pedophilia and everything else. Then, لَا طَاعَةَ لِمَخْلُوقٍ. in fi ma'asiyatil khaliq. This is the golden maxim in Islam. The Prophet, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, there is no obedience to any creation when it leads to a sin against the Creator. Hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, Ibn Majah, various compilations. So win a heart over. People who are your enemy, they want to cause friction between you and your mother, but you must invite her to the best and cry to Allah, go into sajda, Ya Allah, give my mother hidayat quickly. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu comes, Ya Rasul, and he's crying. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks him, Ma yubkika, Ya Abu Huraira, why are you crying? Ya Rasul Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my mother used such indecent words, obscene language against you. It broke my heart. I don't know. Please make dua for Umma Abi Huraira. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes dua. He goes home, and then his mother from inside say, don't enter. Ala risnik ya Abu Huraira. He could hear that his mother is taking a bath. When she opens the door, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abdu wa rasulu. Abu Huraira runs back to the master alayhi salam. Inna umma Abi Huraira qad aslamat. She has become Muslim, Ya Rasulullah. Now I'm crying out of happiness. Previously I was crying out of sadness. Mawqa e shanasi. Mawqa e shanasi. You must know what to say, when to say. Ya Rasul Allah, make dua. When the name of Abu Huraira comes, the true Muslim must have the special affinity with me. We say, An Abi Huraira radiallahu ta'ala nuqal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kalimatan, habibatan. So the last hadith in Bukhari Sharif. So remember, when we take his name, we have that special affinity. Ya Allah, love the mother of Abu Huraira as well. So that is what you must do, my sister, my brother. That cry to Allah, and never allow people to cause friction between you and your beloved mother. بارك الله فيك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته